15 Verses for Grief, Hope in the Midst of Loss. If you've lost a loved one, it's natural to feel gutted and in shock. You might feel overcome with emotion, lost, unsure of where to turn, and as though a heavy weight has taken up residence on your shoulders. You've probably thought many of the following. I'd give anything for one more hug, kiss, or to hear her voice one more time. I feel guilty for not spending more time with him. This is like a nightmare I cannot wake up from. I don't know if I'll ever get over this. Why did God have to take him? She was my hero. I talked to her every day. What will I do now? Grief is not linear. It can be messy and mixed, and some people may experience stages of grief, and others may not. It can come in waves and ebb and flow. The wonderful news, however, is that regardless of how grief is taking shape in your life, the Lord is present in the midst of it. He sees what you are going through, the emotions running through your heart and mind, and that you need comfort. And He has provided strength for you through the scriptures as you navigate your grief. There are many Bible verses about loss, but we have put together a list of the top 21 we feel speak to the depth of what you may be experiencing and how God shows up in the midst of it. 15. Comforting Bible Verses for Grief. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm chapter 147, verse 3. In this verse, we see God's nature revealed. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. When you've experienced the death of a loved one and feel brokenhearted and wounded, remember that God will bind you up and heal you. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. Psalm chapter 31, verse 19. This is a cry from David's heart. Many people who have lost a loved one don't know what to say to God. They go silent and can't bring themselves to pray. When you don't know what to say to God or what to pray, let this scripture be the cry of your heart. David felt just like you feel, and if all you can do is recite this scripture every single day, give yourself permission to do so. God in His mercy will hear your cry and be merciful. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. This scripture gives us another glimpse into the character of God. He is close to you, and He will save you. Weeping may remain for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. When the nights seem long, when darkness surrounds you, remind yourself that God's word promises that joy comes in the morning. Things are never as dark as they appear in the night. The joy may not come immediately, the very next morning, but each morning as time passes, the joy edges closer. Therefore, I am now going to allure her. I will lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her heart. Hosea, chapter 2, verse 14. This verse is another great comfort. It reminds us that God speaks tenderly to our hearts. In this time of grief and mourning, as you're searching for verses about death, remember that some of the most comforting scriptures might be the ones that don't even mention death, but speak to how God relates to you. During this time, when your heart is fragile, it's a great comfort to know that the Lord will speak tenderly to your heart. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm chapter 73, verse 26. Use this scripture as a declaration and reminder of the hope you have in the midst of your grief. Your flesh and heart may fail, but God is the strength of your heart. Lean on Him in your confusion and pain. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. This verse is a favorite of many who are looking for Bible verses for death. You can rest in the assurance that comfort will come to you when you mourn, and you will be blessed because of that comfort. God will not leave you alone in your grief. His word promises that he's near, and he will often send people to surround you in your time of suffering. My eyes have grown dim with grief. My whole frame is but a shadow. Job, chapter 17, verse 7. In the midst of his grief, Job was vulnerable and communicated how he felt. Cry out just like Job. Tell God how you feel, tell your friends how you feel, or journal how you feel. You do not have to brush your grief under a rug or bury it in hopes that it will go away. Give expression to your feelings and allow them to pour out. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6-7. This verse reminds us that, as Christians, our trials are temporary, and that they will result in praise, honor, and glory when Jesus Christ is revealed. Your eternal home and perspective shift the permanence of what you're currently feeling. Although what you're going through is very difficult, it will also strengthen your faith. For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 31-33. God shows compassion and his love is unfailing. This verse also reminds us that God does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone, which is a great truth to remember when you are tempted to blame God. But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Psalm chapter 10, verse 14. The Lord is a very present helper. Imagine him taking your grief in his hand and examining it. Next, imagine him becoming your helper. God sees your trouble and his nature is to help you. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. Romans chapter 9, verse 2. You are not alone in your feelings and grief. This verse is a reminder that many before you, even those with tremendous faith, experienced great sorrow and anguish of heart. When you need to put words to your grief, but can't, turn to this scripture. Recite this scripture to God or to a friend. Allow yourself to mourn and take comfort that others have mourned and are mourning just like you. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. John chapter 11, verse 19. This Bible verse for the passing of a loved one reminds us that God has knit within us a desire to comfort others after a loss. Ask the Lord to send many believers to comfort you in your time of loss, and thank Him as He does. This support and community will be a crucial part of your healing and recovery. David thought, I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. So David sent a delegation to express his sympathy to Hanun concerning his father. When David's envoys came to Hanun in the land of the Ammonites to express sympathy to him. 1 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 10. This is another reminder of how God impresses upon his people to show kindness and express sympathy. Ask God to surround you with people who will show kindness and sympathy as you navigate your grief, whether it takes you a few months or years. You may have people in your life who don't understand what you're going through, or who grow impatient with you as you try to find your way out of grief, so it can be very important to be surrounded by those who show kindness. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 13. Again, this verse points to God's heart for replacing hurt and pain with comfort and joy. We hope these verses for grief and the nature of God as comforter and healer assist you on your journey as you navigate the loss of a loved one. Save this link and return to it again and again when you need to turn to the Lord for strength. If you know someone who has lost a loved one, share it with them as a source of comfort.